Hello and welcome to another program. We're in Luke chapter 8. If it's possible, have your Bible ready. You'll get more out of this study. Reading in Luke chapter 8, verse number 1, it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, called Mary Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together, and there were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Very interesting. Verse 9 says, "And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." And then he goes on through the next portion of this scripture and explains the parable to his disciples, and only to his disciples. Now in Luke chapter 8 we have 2 parables, and we have 4 tremendous miracles that shows that Jesus has power over nature, he has power over evil spirits, over sickness, and even over death. And we're going to start in verse 1. It says, it came to pass. Actually, it says, and it came to pass. And when you have that little word and there, that's a conjunction that is used to connect the words of what has just been said before it. It came to pass. That phrase is found 452 times in the Bible and 40 times in the book of Luke alone. It came to pass. Everything that was prophesied up to that time came to pass. Everything that has been prophesied up to the rapture of the Christian out of this world has come to pass. All these prophecies have come to pass. Every detail of those prophecies have come to pass, and any time now we can expect the return of Jesus Christ, that will also come to pass. It says here in verse 1 that he went throughout every city and village. He went throughout every city and village. What's the difference? Well, when you read about a city in the Bible, it usually is a place that was walled. And the village, that was like a hamlet, a very small hamlet. And I want to take a moment right here to talk about being small. Most churches today that are serving the Lord and standing true to the Lord, most of them are very small. Not all, there's a few large ones, but a very few. Now, there's a lot of large ones that aren't standing true to the Word of God. There are a few that are. But when it comes to being small, David said in Psalm 119, verse 141, "I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts." Way back in Jeremiah 4:10, they asked the question, "Who has despised the day of small things?" Jesus said this about being small, Matthew 25, verse number 23, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." We have the misguided idea that at the beginning in the book of Acts, our churches were large, that nothing could be further from the truth. There was a large group of people meeting in the first few chapters of the book of Acts that thought the kingdom, the literal kingdom, was coming in. And that's what that baptism of John was all about. And they were a big crowd there. But when they found out that to be a Christian, to be a Christ one, to stand up and testify for Jesus Christ, you could be martyred by the end of the week, their churches were very small. Romans 16 and 5 says the church that was in their house. 1 Corinthians 16 and 19, the church in their house. Colossians 4:15, the church that is in his house. Philemon 1 verse 2, the church in thy house. Acts 5 and 42, in every house they cease not to preach and teach. Acts 8 and 3, Saul made havoc of the church, entering every house and hauling men and women and committing them to prison. Acts 12:12, and when he considered the thing, that is Peter, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. They were praying in the house. In Acts chapter 16, verse 40, they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. Then in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 5, it talks about them assaulting the house of Jason. And then in Acts 18 and 7, he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus that worshipped God, whose house was hard against the synagogue. Paul said in Acts 20 and 20, I've kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. We read in the book of Zechariah, prophecy there, chapter 13, verse number 7. God said, I will turn my hand upon the little ones and will refine them as silver is refined and try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. Proverbs 16:8 says, better is little with righteousness than great revenue without right. Well, you'll find Jesus said in Luke 12 and 32, fear not, little flock. You'll find the word little in the Bible 233 times. The word big is not in the Bible. Church at Smyrna, God said, I know thy poverty, and that church was highly commended. The church at Philadelphia, he said, you have little strength, and that church was highly commended. The church at Sardis, he said, you have a few names, and that church was highly commended. And the church at Laodicea, he says, thou hast increased, and that church was sharply rebuked. Now, we got the idea that big is successful. Not in God's eyes. Truth is successful. Not compromising is successful. Now, I need to say that those churches were organized. It's very obvious. They had pastors. They had deacons. It isn't some kind of an excuse to get mad at your pastor and go start meeting at home and calling it a church. If it's not organized, if it doesn't have a pastor, it doesn't have deacons, it's not a church. Don't get that idea in your head. However, those churches were small, and you need not be discouraged today if you're small. In fact, the more you'll preach all the counsel of God, the smaller you're going to get today. Well, we've seen quite a bit as we've been through this study that Jesus spent a lot of time in insignificant places as we begin his ministry here on earth, and here we see him in every city and village, every hamlet where there was a small settlement, he seemed to like to go there. Well, it says in verse number 1 that as he went to these places, he was preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. He was preaching. Now, that word preach means to herald. That is, the herald would just say what the king said to say. Hear ye, thus saith the king. You'll find over and over again that Jesus said, I've just done what my Father has told me to do. A great example for those of us who call ourselves Christians, and especially those of us who are in the position of leadership. Hear ye, thus saith the king. Oh, we'll say what the king says about any issue that won't lose any customers for us. No, we need to just preach the whole counsel of God, and then this whole world might have some respect for us again. Well, he's preaching, he's heralding, he's saying what his Father said to say, and he's showing them, it says here. That is, he is explaining it in person. Can you imagine to have Christ explaining all the details of the things of God in person? Well, they crucified him anyway. He talked about showing them the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, when the Bible talks about the kingdom of God, Sometimes it's talking about the literal kingdom, when it's going to be reigned, Jesus will be the king, and they will reign for 1,000 years. Sometimes it's talking about a spiritual kingdom, and usually it's pretty plain if you look at the context. In this chapter, in verse number 11, it says the seed is the word of God. Verse number 12, it talks about those who believe and are saved. Verse number 15 talks about those saved people bringing forth fruit. And so we see here that it is talking about a spiritual kingdom, being born again. We see here in verse number one also, that there was the 12 were with him. The 12 were with him. An interesting phrase, the 12. You'll find that 7 times in the book of Luke and 27 times in the New Testament, and it is always referring to the 12 disciples or the 12 apostles, those 12. There was maybe hundreds of disciples. Most of them defected and quit, we see in John chapter 6. But in any event, there was these 12 were the apostles, and it says they were with him, another interesting phrase found 22 times in the book of Luke. Verse 2 says, a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered with him of their substance, they were also there. Very interesting that you find these women, and a special reference is made to Mary Magdalene, out of whom was cast 7 demons. It is interesting that we have a backdrop here behind this woman called Mary Magdalene of much people, it says in verse number 4. And when much people were gathered together, they were come to him out of every city, and he spake by a parable. Now, it says here that there was Mary Magdalene, and there was much women. Well, the crowds came and the crowds left. We've seen again in John chapter 6, it says they forsook him. And even all of the disciples during the crucifixion, they not only forsook him, it says they forsook him and they fled. Those in John chapter 6 just quit, but these disciples went and hid. Well, when we look at the tomb, the disciples are hiding, but not Mary Magdalene. She was still there, and she was the first one that Jesus spoke to after the resurrection. What is the difference here between her and the rest of them? I think the difference is she never lost the wonder of it all. Well, we have much people. We got a big crowd here. But Jesus said down in verse number 10, when the disciples had asked in verse 9 what the parable was all about, he said, unto you it is given to know. Unto you it is given to know. Now, from this point on, there's a major turning point in the ministry of Christ. He has been ministering for about a year and a half, and Israel has been very busy rejecting him and ignoring him and carrying on in their apostasy. And so he turns to the remnant. He says to that small group that it is interesting, and he said back here, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. However, like today, there's just a small remnant that were really interested in listening to what Jesus has to say. And so to that remnant, he explains to them, he says in verse number 11, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God, those that fell by the wayside, verse 12, and then those that fell on the rock, verse 13, and they which fell among the thorns, verse 14, and they which fell on the good ground. And we'll have a look at that in our next program. Be sure and tune in.